You know, we're so busy for brunch. We still do, yesterday, we did almost 200 in a 30-seat restaurant.
That's Chef Wayne Martin talking about his tiny restaurant on Vancouver's east side called Crave. Crave is a very casual eatery in a bit of a rougher part of town. It has thrived ever since Martin opened it 2 years ago. But Crave is not the kind of restaurant you would expect Martin to be running, given his chef's pedigree. Before Crave, Martin was the executive chef at Vancouver's Four Seasons Hotel, one of the loftiest positions in the industry.
It was my goal to become an executive chef at a Four Seasons, and I worked my way through for 15 years. But I had attained the goal, and it was just, it really wasn't what I had expected it to be. It was a lot of meetings, a lot of meetings to go to a meeting. And I was in the office quite a bit, and it's not what I really wanted to do. And I really had to take a look at it and say, do I want to keep continuing to do this, or do I want to actually cook again and get the passion back? And I thought I'd almost lost the passion to cook.
At first glance, Crave's menu looks like any pub down the street, complete with burgers, chicken wings, and nachos. But when the guy behind the grill has 15 years experience with a top-end hotel chain, this is anything but fast food. And if you dig into the menu, you'll find slow-braised lamb shanks, a smoked sablefish salad, and a poutine built on truffled parmesan fries.
And I just wanted to keep it low-key, totally accessible to everybody, and fun and relaxed. And it took off. I thought I'd give it a year, and if it didn't work out, and now we're going on to our second year already. And now that seems to be running fine, so I thought I'd take on this venture now.
Yes, on this evening, I'm talking to Wayne Martin in front of the Open Kitchen at Fresh, a brand new restaurant that is miles away from Crave, both in a literal sense and a clientele sense. Fresh is tucked into a mountainside, high on the slopes of West Vancouver's British Properties neighborhood. The view from the wall-to-wall window is a sweeping panorama revealing the city of Vancouver and the surrounding Pacific Ocean in all its glory. The monthly taxes on the property would probably pay for a year's worth of taxes at Crave, but it was an opportunity to stretch his talents Martin couldn't resist.
Well, I do miss cooking a lot of the things that I did at the Four Seasons, so I think we're going to try to do that here.
So that's why we've got rack of lamb and truffle here.
Right, exactly. It's just as fun for me to do a pulled pork sandwich as it is to make foie gras with Bing cherries. So. Caramelized Bing cherries, you know, I can do it all, I hope, and make everybody happy.
Buying a failed restaurant, refurbishing it, and staffing it doesn't come easy or cheap. That's where the wallet comes in. That's the nickname Paul Chalmers has given himself. Chalmers is an executive vice president of one of Canada's largest investment firms. He lives in the neighborhood and could never find a good place to eat without facing the long drive and busy traffic to downtown Vancouver.
Like most people in West Vancouver, we don't like going over to town because it's a long trek. You know, you can't go over to town and have anything to drink and then have to drive back. It's always a pain to have to get a car to take you back. So we've always wanted to find good restaurants in West Vancouver, and it's just never happened. There's a few that aren't bad. They turn over quickly, and mainly they're inconsistent.
None of the restaurateurs Chalmers knows would even consider opening a restaurant in this location, so that's where the wallet comes in. When the existing restaurant failed, Chalmers swooped in to buy it and took on Wayne Martin as a minority partner.
I don't have a background in the restaurant business, nor do I have any desire to be in the restaurant business as a manager. So to have somebody like Wayne, who has got that same experience, having worked in great restaurants, you know, particularly the Four Seasons chain, and then also gone out and started his own restaurant, Crave, and been successful at it and bootstrapped it up and made it successful, was very attractive to me.
You may be asking if Chalmers has more money than brains. He's bought a location where one restaurant has already failed and where other prominent restaurateurs have refused to operate. But I guess you don't get to be the VP of a major investment firm without taking some chances on what you believe in. The food is fabulous, the setting fantastic. If you build it, will they come? Chalmers is counting on his neighbors first, then the rest of the world.
We're going to have a destination restaurant, and we have great contacts in the restaurant trade and what have you in Vancouver, that probably more in the summertime than you know, in the wintertime, you're going to get people to come up here. It's a challenge to build a business, but we've been very encouraged after being open only three or four nights now, with the number of people that are really excited and see what we're trying to do, and hopefully we'll tell their friends about it and bring family and friends with them.
But I want to come back to the heart of this operation, Wayne Martin. Most chefs are constantly on the move, either to new restaurants or within a larger organization. What drives them to keep taking on more challenges? When I asked Wayne whether he ever stops to contemplate exactly where his career is going, he told me he's already planning.
Paul and I have already briefly talked about once this takes off, possibly another restaurant somewhere else. People have come to me at Crave wanting to have me put a Crave down in their neighborhoods. So there's a lot of opportunity, but slowly. It took me 2 years to finally figure out that I have to do the next step. And it might be another couple of years till I do the next step. I just want to do it cautiously, where I don't jeopardize the reputation of Crave or of Fresh. I want to maintain, and that's very important to me.
Slow and steady wins the day, so we're told. That's Food for Thought. I'm Don Genova.